I was gonna say, I've talked to my folks today.
It's Wednesday, November 13th, 6:30, we'll call the judicial law enforcement meeting to order. 6:30, citizens comments, any citizens comments, citizens wishing to speak, please see the front of the table. 5 minutes. State your name and address for the record. Citizens comments, seeing none, citizens comments are closed. 6:30, supervisor comments, any supervisors have any comments at this time? Seeing none, 6:31, chairman comments. I really don't have any at this time, I think, other than I want to appreciate everybody's hard work that they've put in for the budget. We've got that behind us and moving forward with other business at hand, so.
One quick question.
Supervisor.
Is there going to be a December meeting, because there won't be a county board meeting until the following year?
Yeah, I don't know, I'll talk to Don about it, let you know. Okay. I'll give you enough heads up. I guess it depends on what we're gonna have on the agenda.
Yeah.
Depending.
A lot of times it's not, it seems like because of that, I'll get her in December. So traditionally, there's been
not been
a medic meeting a lot more than there has been.
Yeah, so we'll have to see how that plays out. We'll let you know in advance, hopefully by next county board meeting, I could have something for everybody.
The only thing is that there's something that's urgent that to be heard, at least you could go to the first county board meeting in January.
Correct.
So the third one, so that's the only way they'll probably do something in December.
Mm-hmm. Anything else?
No.
At 6:33, approval of the minutes of October 9th, 2013.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion approved by Supervisor Boyd Frederick, seconded by Supervisor Angie Montemiro. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Those are approved. Moving on. 6:33, resolution for the Council County Sheriff's Department. Probationary cabaret license at Town Square. Kevin Weicker. How are you, sir?
Good. Members of the committee. Good evening. I have a probationary application for cabaret for Town Square. They're reapplying after their original license had expired. There was some issues with some of the structural integrity of the building that was inspected by CUNY and Associates in May of 2013. So there was some reservations on using the building for commercial interest. However, I have since spoke with not only the local building inspector, but also the fire service and the fire inspector, and they are satisfied that the structure has been temporarily shored up for business to operate on the first floor. Is that correct?
First floor
where the tavern is located. It's a multiplex building or multiple stories. What I propose is to okay with the probationary cabaret license at this time, but in 6 months when this comes up regular, I spoke with Mr. Corduan, correct? That we'll come back out when the regular license comes up to make sure that all of these structural issues are now permanently fixed. And I'll speak with both the building inspector and the fire service as well to confirm that before that gets issued. So he has 6 months from this time. He ensures me that'll be done.
Should be finished.
Should be all corrected. And if that goes ahead, I would have no problems endorsing his cabaret license.
Any comments? Supervisor Montemiro?
I just have one quick question. So when it was faulty, was anything done, or did they just decide not to use a certain area? Was anything done?
Yeah, they have temporary shoring up of some of this structure, I believe.
So they did start working on
Yes.
it structurally?
Yes.
Okay.
And that's going on as we speak, and I believe it's just a matter of...
Engineer shored the building with a contractor. The poles were put in place to shore this roof structure. Plan now for new roof design is in Town of Salem's hands. Has to go to Madison to be approved because it's a commercial building. And that comes back from the state. We can start reconstruction.
And because of the temporary shoring up that's done on the second floor up by the ceiling roof, you cannot use that for the commercial part of the business. It's only on the first floor that they're going to be open for public.
We never used the second floor anyway, but they said don't let anybody up there. So it's
so there's no capacity change then where you're at. Everything's going to be safe even if people filled up the second floor. I'm just
After 6 months it will be. Currently right now there's no one going up on the second floor for any commercial or any open. It's not open to the public. As long as that's all done, and I had my reservations on that, so I did talk to the building inspector myself, and he actually went in with the fire marshal, and they kind of did one little checkoff list that's included in your packet. Mm-hmm. And he assured me that he's okay with the way it's set up as the temporary shoring up now, as long as he sticks to the restrictions that no one goes on that floor. And the first floor would be fine for him to operate. So I said, okay.
He never used the second floor. It's got no heat up there. It's never been used since I've been there. No heat.
It's been around that building quite some
100
time.
100 years.
So.
100 years?
Over 100 years.
Yeah.
Anything else, Supervisor Johnson?
I just wanted to ask if the building inspector, somebody pops in every once in a while to make sure everything's blocked off the way it should be. I know there's an entrance also on the west side that's supposed to stay blocked off.
The shoring plan is good till July of next 14, but this new plan has been submitted for the roof design.
Yep. I understand there's temporary shoring up, but what I mean is, does the build in the interim in the next 6 months, does the building inspector or anybody, fire marshal, go in to make sure that
I can't answer to that for his how the Salem building inspector does his job.
I think when construction starts, they'll be there often to look to see what the work is.
But we can do some periodic checks with it during this next 6 months. Mm-hmm. I can have my guys go out and take a look, and I can all as well reach out to him every 2 months to make sure things are on track.
I think it's a good
looks
idea.
Pretty, looks pretty.
Yeah.
I know. That's what I'm worried about, too.
If we can get it put back together where I'm satisfied that that structure is solid, so we'll go ahead with the regular license. Otherwise, the probationary will end in 6 months.
Are we liable, or did you say this probationary license is approved provided no one uses the second floor and this container? Is it written like that?
Well, I was not going to bring this to the committee until I was assured that there was some provisions made for the structure. And it's really not our responsibility to structure. It is the building inspector out in the town of Salem. And if he's willing to accept that the structure is okay, that's really their responsibility. Ours, we're just worried about the cabaret license and basically operating as a tavern. So in this case, because they restricted the use of the building in certain areas to the public, I would be okay with it opening up as a tavern, and which is the main floor to first floor only. Then that's
don't be live.
No, I don't think that would be on our. That okay. is more of the responsibility of the township.
Okay, yeah. That's fine.
Yeah, they're signing off on that, saying that it's
yep.
habitable for a commercial / patron type use. Do you know what I mean?
Then the owner, if something were to happen and somebody were to go up there, would have to be told to block it off.
Yeah, as long as. Because we know it's structurally, they had to go through this, and we're okaying it, and so there's going to be a bunch of people there, so I just don't want to be liable, that's mm-hmm. all.
They've been running special event things in the past couple of months as well, and so far no issues. So,
okay.
Give them a shot to put it back together, get the business back up and running.
Was the business closed out for a period of time?
Yeah,
5 months.
5 months?
Okay.
Yeah,
that's why I didn't have the regular.
Okay.
I didn't renew my liquor license until late August, or we wouldn't be sitting here right now.
Sure, I understand. But was it shut down due to these defects in the building?
So the building was short. They didn't find it safe for people to be in. Now it's suitable to be open.
So this has been through the process.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, thank you. Anything else for Captain Wick? And the supervisors?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion approved by Supervisor Boyd Frederick. Seconded by Supervisor Nita Johnson. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? It's approved. Thank you, Kevin.
Thanks. Didn't know my name was a mouthful.
Mm-hmm. You're first.
What?
Yeah.
Your name is first.
Thank you. At 6:40, we have a resolution. Magician Law Enforcement Committee resolution to approve the appointment of Lieutenant Gilman to serve as a member of the Local Emergency Planning Committee. Lieutenant Ben is here. Anybody has any questions?
Yeah. Are we going to be approving something for you next month then, too?
I guess they want me to be on the Land Use Committee also.
Okay, so we'll see you then next month. Okay.
Can we just do that? Can we do that now?
What's that?
Can we do that now?
No, the Land Use has to go through.
All right.
Make a comes back to us. Motion approved by Supervisor Rita Johnson, second by Supervisor Boyd Frederick. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Nice to visit.
Thank you, Lieutenant. 641, any other business allowed by law? You have any? 641, motion adjourned.
Except you're going to look into one letter.
Motion adjourned.
Move to adjourn.
Aye. Motion adjourned by Supervisor Montanaro, second by Supervisor Boyd Frederick. All those in favor?
Aye. Was youth and government supposed to be here?
I sent them packages.
Nicole has Honor Society.
She said she has a choice of either being inducted in Honor Society at school or coming here.
I think that's more important.
I said, yeah, if I see you here, I won't be happy.
Here you go, Anita.
But the gentleman didn't call.
Again, we're stuck on the tape on it.
All the meetings could be this quick.
Then we could do it by teleconference.